Welcome to the Andy Informers Podcast.
Wow, how long has it been since you heard that intro? Yeah, so I know it's been a while, so let's get to it. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Indie Informers Podcast. I know I haven't really done this podcast in a really long time. I haven't really been extremely busy because, you know, I'm a teenager. What am I going to do? You know, who goes out on Friday nights? Come on. Anyways, I've been working on other projects. I started a new YouTube channel. Well, this is my first one, actually. It's called Garcia Eric Films, and we've been making new content for that, and then me and my friends also decided to start a gaming channel that's called We're Gamers. I'm not sure if you guys have checked it out. You should. So far, we've only done Minecraft videos. I don't know if you guys like Minecraft, but if you do, you know, they're definitely worth checking out. Us commentating on what we're doing, and you know, I think it's pretty funny. We're kind of awkward. I don't know if you guys like watching that. It's not really Michael Cera type of awkward. So yeah. So let's get to the first song.
Take you all down.
Let Me Take You Out by Class Actress. And you could go to iTunes and get their EP Journal of Ardency. Make sure to check them out. They're really great. Okay, welcome back. So I was thinking on this podcast to kind of be where I talk about videos I made, since now I'm starting to get to more into After Effects type things. And I thought, you know, I could talk about the process I went through, and then maybe I could do some behind the scenes videos also. So I'm probably going to do that today. I'm going to talk about my latest video, which was the skateboarding one, where I time remapped my cousin Kevin skateboarding, and this was a really cool project. The music was just awesome. I thought the editing was really good. I did some really cool titles with just stock footage that my uncle gave me, and we'll be going over the process that I did for that in a little bit. And then I'll also talk about Minecraft Addict video that I did, which was, I don't know if you've seen that, you should go check that out. There'll be links in the description, and it's where my friend is addicted to Minecraft, because we're total nerds about it, we love Minecraft. So he gets addicted to that, and then he wakes up and he goes outside and he starts seeing Minecraft things from the video game in real life. And that was all done in After Effects. It was really cool. It was a long process, just mainly because I'm getting mostly used to After Effects. So yeah, we'll be talking about that. We'll talk about that and then other projects that I'm thinking of working on. All right, so we'll be back after this song.
Thank you.
that song was called 10-20-10 by the Generationals, and you could go to iTunes and get their album called Actor Caster. It's a really good album, really like it. I think I've played a couple songs from that album before. Make sure to check them out. Okay, and welcome back. So, let's talk about my skateboarding video. So in this one, we shot with two T2i cameras. This video was a production with Creative Studios, that's Freddy Cordova, and myself, which is Garcia Eric Films. You should go check both of our channels out, there'll be descriptions, of course. So here, what we did was we shot the footage at 60 frames per second, and then we imported to After Effects. And in After Effects, you could do some really cool things with timer mapping. And what we did, basically, was this: my cousin comes in skateboarding at normal speed, and when he goes into the trick, we slow it down, and you could really see the skateboard just flipping, and everything's in slow motion. It's just this really cool effect, and we did that throughout the whole scenes, and there were some cool cuts that I did with stock footage, which is like this really cool lights and flares and stuff, and I've seen that before, and I was like, how do they do that? So I just laid it on top, and then it looked really cool, so that was something I was kind of proud of. So that was really cool. That's something that I really want to do again, and, you know, we didn't really get a chance to shoot as much footage as we would like, because his skateboard broke, and we didn't really have another skateboard or money for that. So, you know, we waited like a couple days to see if we could get a skateboard, and eventually I just got tired of that, and I just started editing. So for title sequence, that was something I did also with stock footage, and you can see it's just like film, and then I put my the text in there, which was a cool font that I found. It's like really grungy, you know, and then I added some camera shake with this expression, and I got this expression from Video Copilot. That's really where I learned a lot of the things to do on After Effects, and they have some really cool stuff. I'll have the link to them too. I don't know if you guys heard of them. They do some really amazing stuff, and then it's really easy to follow along tutorials. Also, those introductory titles where it's like Garcia Eric Films and Creative Studios, those I also made using Final Cut. And for the Creative Studios one, we added some lens flares and some glows, and then we did this really cool shatter effect where it just like breaks, and then what we did is make it come back to say something else. And then for mine, it was a galaxy zoom, and that one was really cool. It took a while. Okay, so we'll talk about my Minecraft addict video after this song.
Oh, have dialed is not in service at this time.
That song was Listen to Your Love by Mona, and you can go to iTunes and get their EP called Mona as well. Make sure to check them out. They have some really cool songs as well. Okay, and welcome back. So, for my Minecraft Addict video, you guys should go watch that so you could kind of follow along what I'm talking about. So, what we did, we just shot the whole intro. I kind of want to talk about how this idea came to be. A lot of our videos that I just do with my friends, a lot of it starts off as jokes and we're just cracking up. And then, you know, it's not long till we start thinking, let's shoot this. So, you know, we're total nerds, we love video games, and Minecraft was something cool. And we saw also Corridor Digital, they did this really cool Minecraft thing. And then we're like, hey, we should try that. So, we were totally mal-prepared whenever we shoot. We never really write our stories like we should. So basically, it's improv right when we're there. You know, we'll have like half of it written, and the rest as we go along. We'll be like laughing, we'll be like, hey, that's a good part, we should add that. So we did that. So for the first effect, it was, you see our character come out, and he looks to the sky, and you see these Minecraft mountains. And basically what we did was I took a screen capture of my map in Minecraft, and then in Photoshop, I just cut out the part of the mountains that I wanted. And then to make it like a longer range, what I did was just get different parts of mountains that I really liked, and I just put them together, and I just kind of overlaid them, because that's kind of how the mountains kind of look. And then we did that and made sure to get every part of the background or, you know, floor that we didn't want out of that. So then we import that into After Effects with our plate that we have. You know, that's the shot that we liked. And then once we did that, I got this cool program. It's a camera tracker called, it's Camera Tracker by The Foundry. So we tracked that shot, and then I imported the mountains. So when you track a shot, it makes, basically makes whatever you import into it, like a picture or text, become part of the background so it doesn't move with the camera. So after I did that, basically I put the mountain to the position that I wanted, but the houses and trees were in front of it. So what I had to do was create a mask and then just basically rotoscope that area. So that was the first effect. And then basically after that, it's mostly the same. We just had to screen record whatever element we wanted from Minecraft, and then we would import it and basically rotoscope that area. And that's basically how we did the rest of the effects. Okay, so, you know, thanks for listening to this podcast. I'm sorry it's been a while since I've actually made an episode. And I think this is kind of where it's going to go. So, you know, so I'm going to try making one every week. And I think I'm going to upload these Thursday. So right now, if you're listening to this, it should be Thursday. If it's not, you have permission to yell at me. I'm just kidding, don't do that. I'll get emotionally scarred. But you know, I think you kind of need that every once in a while. Not really. I'm just rambling now. So I think, you know, this is the best time to end it. So, you know, whenever I get new video, I post new videos out there, I'll, you know, kind of break them down, and I'm gonna start doing some behind-the-scenes stuff. And you know, it's mostly me with one camera, so maybe it'll be like, maybe iPhone stuff, or, you know, simple things like that. And maybe it'll be like how the video came to be, like an idea or an interview. Make sure to check out our channels, Garcia Eric Films and We're Gamers. Also, make sure to check out my friend's channel. He's really cool, and he's starting to do more videos. His name is Creative Studios. His name is Freddy Cordova. Make sure to, if you have a Twitter, subscribe to him, or you know, you follow people on Twitter. His name is @Jack35Freddy, _Freddy. You know, it's all about that underscore. follow me. I'm EG the Cameraman. And yeah, you know, it's the coolest name ever. Very original. It's kind of long. So, you know, thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe if you like this. It's not all going to be about basically the breakdown of videos, because I'm not releasing a lot of like these videos, because I take a while to edit, just because you want it to look good, and I'm trying to figure these things out as I edit it. So, you know, it'll be about music and just other random thoughts, and I promise I'll be funnier, and I can't promise I'm going to be less awkward, because I'm awkward in front of any camera. Okay, so thanks for listening to this podcast.